Shalom, everybody! Whenever we daven on Sukkot, whenever we bench on Sukkot, we call Sukkot a Zman Simchasenu, because the Torah calls Sukkot a time of Simcha in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Re'eh. And in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the special celebration of the drawing of the water that was going to be poured on the Mizbeach. And that drawing of the water and the bringing of the water to the Beis HaMikdash was a cause for the celebration, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph of Amud Aleph says that whoever didn't see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva never really saw a true, real, joyous Simcha in their whole life. And the question is, what is all this Simcha about? What are we celebrating? And furthermore, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says that one of the songs that they would sing at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva had the following verse: happy is the person who didn't sin, and those who did sin, they can do tshuva and be forgiven. That's a song that they sang at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. How is that related to the Simcha on Sukkot and at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So I have spoken about this in a couple of previous FMTs on Sukkot, and for today's FMT, I'd like Emet Hashem to share another approach. This beautiful explanation is given by Rav Gedalia Shor. Rav Gedalia Shor died in 1979, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Mesifta Torah Vadas, and he was a brilliant Talmud Chacham. This idea is found in the Sefer Or Gedaliyahu in two places, once on Parshas Korach, and once in a separate section called Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says Rav Shor, on the second day of creation, the upper waters, the heavenly waters, were separated from the lower earthly waters. And there's a medrash about that split of those two waters. We don't have this medrash, but the Zohar quotes some of this medrash in Tikkun Mem, and Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the medrash in Parshas Vayikra, in Vayikra Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rabbeinu Bachya, who died in 1340, also quotes the medrash there as well in Sefer Vayikra. And the medrash that they all quote says that when Hashem divided the upper heavenly waters and the lower earthly waters, the lower waters began to cry. That's how Rabbeinu Bachya quotes the Medrash. The lower waters began to cry, and they said, woe is us that we did not merit to be in the heavens near God, next to God. And the lower waters fought, so to speak, with Hashem and demanded, so to speak, that they too be able to get to the heavens. And the Medrash continues and says that Hashem eventually gave in to the lower waters' demand in the form of two things. One, Hashem said that the lower waters would merit to be brought, not as water, but as salt, on every korban on the Mizbeach. That's one. And also, the lower waters would merit to be poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Those are the waters that are celebrated by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Sukkot. Every day of the year, there's wine poured on the Mizbeach. But on Sukkot, every day of Sukkot, water is also poured on the Mizbeach, and it is that water that the Medrash is referring to. When the lower waters yearned to be in the heavens with the upper waters, Hashem appeased the lower waters by saying that the lower waters would be poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. And that's the Medrash. In a previous FMT, I discussed the idea of salt being brought with every korban. I'd be happy to send that FMT to you again if you'd like to hear it. But what is the idea behind the waters being appeased by being poured on the Mizbeach? And why are those waters a source of simcha and celebration on Sukkot? Rav Gedalia Shor says that the lower waters yearning to be in the heavens means two things. First of all, it shows the incredible desire on the part of those waters to be reunified with the upper waters. That desire, that yearning for Achdus. And in addition, the waters wanted to go back to their source. They were not interested in whatever this lower earthly realm had for them. They wanted to go back to the heavens, back to their roots, back to where they belonged and who they were supposed to be, so to speak. And that, says Rav Shor, is part of the Simcha on Sukkot. The Simcha expressed in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the waters poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkot means the following. On Sukkot, we leave our homes. We sit outside in a flimsy hut exposed to the elements. and we rely completely on Hashem for protection and security. And in that environment, and with that mindset, we watch the pouring of the waters on the Mizbeach, and we too are spurred towards Achdus, towards the rest of Klal Yisrael, and we are spurred to do tshuva, to return to ourselves, to our true selves, not the person we pretended to be, not the person our Yetzer Hara told us we would be if we sinned like this or like that. No! After Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, and watching the waters, we are spurred to do tshuva, to return to our real selves, to our true selves. That explains the song that they would sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Happy is the person who didn't sin, and they who did sin do tshuva, and you can be forgiven. What could be a greater sense of simcha than that? Have an amazing day, everyone!